I think you might need to go and check the date on that one. That was a long time ago.
That's about 4 years ago. Right around his graduation time. And
Was it really? Okay, well, I guess you're right.
Crank the volume up a little bit on him, Brendan. He has a soft, soothing,
melodious,
persuasive voice.
Yes, I do.
Now, I'll tell you what, folks. 30 years ago, 16 of us met over there at the Far Side Inn. It's the Imperial Palace now. And we had plans to start a church. 30 years ago, that's before you were born.
Yes.
And in that meeting, I shared a vision for the church that we believe that God would send us people whose faces we have not seen, whose names we have not heard. And they will walk into new hope in the future, and they will either find a loving church that will heal a hurt, or they will find a loving church that will build a dream in their hearts. And so Jonathan and his family moved in, and he was in the seventh grade when he started attending. Nathaniel was in preschool, and Gil and Christina have been faithful, digit members for all these years. And so we're kind of celebrating our 30 years of being in the ministry. We've had a parade of people come and go, and we've had a lasting impact on a lot of people. And so today it's Jonathan's turn. And so Jonathan, it's all yours. Tell us your story, and let's hear from Jonathan.
So they always say that the best way to start a speech is you start with a joke. I don't particularly care for the conventional method, so I'm going to go with something a little different. How would you guys like to hear a little bit of trivia really quickly about the Montoya family? That'll set the stage for me. Yeah, okay. So how many of you guys knew how, or how many of you guys know how my parents fell in love? Anybody have any answer for that? I'll tell you. It started over a board game called Life and a bottle of Dr. Pepper. Yeah. So I asked Mom how that came about. I'm sure she'd love to tell you the story. Or how, let's see. Many of you guys knew that my parents were high school sweethearts. Did you guys know that they also had a love story that was tantamount to Romeo and Juliet's? Without the suicide at the end, obviously. Dad's mom didn't particularly care for Mom, and Mom's parents didn't care for Dad. And so, yeah. How many of you guys would like to know Nathaniel's nickname when he was a baby? Yeah, I'm not telling you that because you guys will be coming to my memorial next week. How did I come to New Hope? Why did I choose to stay? That was one of the things that Pastor Dell had asked me to talk about. Well, the truth is, yours truly actually came because of a lady. Middle school, I had met this young lady. She was very sweet. Her name was Kelsey. And she asked me to, I had asked her out on a date, and she said, how about you join me for church? I was like, I'm not sure how that flipped around on me, but okay, we'll do it. And the thing was, when I went home and I talked to my dad about it, he said, no, I'm not interested. And it wasn't because we weren't a church-going family. We actually just had finished getting out of a church that was a Methodist. It was actually here in town. And Dad wanted to take his time trying to find the right one. So I came here by myself. And this was when back when we were on Lily Road. And my impression for New Hope Christian Fellowship when I first walked in the door was, if the Garden of Eden had a theme, this was it. That was full of sun. There were windows all across just like this. There was green everywhere and brown. I mean, and then it all came together. And in my head, it was like, wow, this is the Garden of Eden. This is like the Garden of Eden within a church. So if the Garden of Eden had a theme, New Hope Christian Fellowship had embodied it with the sanctuary. But it wasn't just the sanctuary. It was the people that was in there. And that was the thing that has stood out over the years since we've continued going. And you guys all know the Montoya family's story. We have definitely had a long journey. And I think that when I went to middle school and I met this young lady, God had understood that. He understood that we were going to need a family because we had watched members of our own blood family turn their back on us, or us have to turn our back on them, because they were, in essence, a cancer of some sort, and that wasn't something that we could have. So as time went on, as Mom struggled with her MS, as Dad had nearly lost his job, as Nathaniel was struggling with his issues with drug and alcohol when he was a young man, when he was younger, and when I was dealing with my own emotional issues, we didn't have this. God knew that we weren't going to have the support of the family that we would have otherwise had. So he gave us you guys. What was the mission statement again, Pastor Dale? Healing hurts and building dreams. Well, we had a dream. We had a dream to watch Mom walk again. That dream came true. There were a lot of hurts along the way. Those hurts were healed. We had a dream to be able to keep our house when Dad had nearly lost his job. And ended up finding out instead he was going to be suspended for an entire month without pay. And we had a lot of hurt. And you guys healed that. You guys had provided our family with financial support. And I will not forget that. We had a dream of seeing my mother healthy again. And I know that many of you guys were prayer warriors for that. And you guys played a very large part in making that happen. And I know it. My father knows it. My mother knows it. You ask me why I stayed at New Hope Christian Fellowship. You ask me why I choose to continue coming here, and why every time anybody asks me, do you go to church? Oh, yeah, I go to church. I go to New Hope Christian Fellowship. You ask me why I have so much love and so much pride in this church. It's because of the mission statement that Pastor Dell and the founding members of this church put together 30 years ago. Healing hurts and building dreams. And we have had dreams and we have had hurts. And you've healed the hurts and you have definitely built the dreams.
Amen. Yeah. Now,